Get ready to laugh out loud with Wise and Nerdy, the show hosted by two hilarious dads who are bringing the unique blend of wit, wisdom, and nerdiness to the airwaves. From sharing hilarious anecdotes about their own experiences to giving advice on navigating the ups and downs of life, these two dads have got you covered. But that's not all.
They're
also obsessed with all things nerdy, from comic books and sci-fi movies to video and board games. So whether you're a fellow dad, a pop culture fanatic, or just in need of a good laugh, tune in to Wise and Nerdy and join in the fun.
All right, this is Wise and Nerdy, where fatherhood meets fandom. I am the Rock Gunner Podcasting, Charles McFaul. That over there is the frazzled daddy from last week, Joseph underscore Ard. You know what, though? Random Kid has been here 4 or 5 weeks in a row, easy. This is the first week he's failed in his job. You know what? You know what job that is, Joe?
What job is that?
See, I really... Even though I might look like I don't, I pay attention to everything. And every week, Random Kid goes, man, this intro slaps. Not this week. 4 or 5 times in a row, this intro really slaps. Not this week. All right, kid. Let's see. My kids at home were getting lazy, too. You know, they're like, oh, I think I got all my school done. No, you know you came up 2 steps short on your school. We measure them steps. You came up 2 steps short on your school. Joe's kids are like, Daddy, can I go to school? And he smacks them and sends them to the ER. So, you know, there is that. But no, thoughts and prayers for Joseph Jr. as they're at the ER tonight.
Oh, yes.
That, I mean, it's still going on?
So good. Yeah, he's still there. They've given him, I think, three sessions of oxygen, a couple of sessions of steroids.
So do you want to change the how do I from what it is to how do I handle my sick kids? Because I've not only had sick kids, I'm also a licensed professional, and I can really help out with some thought processes for you if you like.
Sounds great.
All right. But that's not what we're starting off with. But, hey, stick around. We're going to get to kid illnesses and diseases, and then I can explain as simply as I can some of the processes and procedures and pathways that it takes, so you can get a little more educated on what goes on with your kids or your loved ones, and or what kid you may be making soon. I don't know. Joe, save me, baby.
It's the question of the week.
Would you rather win a $100 million lottery and have it announced on national TV, or a $10 million lottery and no one else knows about it?
For me, that is a good question, but for me, it's not, because I know the tax math on this stuff. So I want the 100, because I can put up blockades. I can block numbers. You know, I can hide my stuff. I can tell people. I mean, you've met me. I don't think I'm going to have a problem telling my daddy. My daddy wouldn't do this, but my daddy, get off my lawn and give me no free crap. You know, so I personally, because that 100 million really is going to be about 42-ish million after taxes. And you know, you take the payout and lump sum payout. So for me, I can do a lot with 40 million. I mean, I can do a lot with 4 or 5 million as well, but 40 million, that lets me change the world. What about you, Joe?
I'd take the 100 million because I have no problem with telling people to shove off. Because to be honest, the people I'm going to help, I would have helped regardless of whether they asked. And so those that are coming around asking are people I wasn't going to help. To be completely honest. Yeah.
And let's be real. Just because they don't announce it, it pops on certain radars. So the charity world usually can get their hands on that information pretty well. They're asked for donations, those kind of things. And somebody once told me a long time ago, you can't hide money. Now, some people can. But in general, I'm sure bank accounts.
They can't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's some people you look at them, you wouldn't realize, oh, that's a millionaire, because they're not flashy and showing it off. You know, I don't quote Kanye often because he's a nutter, but
That's most of Hollywood.
Yeah, well, it's Kanye. It's not even anyway.
He's on another level.
I believe he is the one who said this, that some rapper, you know, made millions and they had all the big chains and diamond rings and the cars, and he's like, Kanye doesn't wear any of that stuff. Doing this, and then and he was worth, I think, about close to a billion, if not a billion, at that point. And like, why don't you get your bling on or whatever? And he said, yeah, millionaires wear a bling, billionaires, I forget the rest of it. Basically, it's not the greatest quote, but it the point was, the people with real money don't wear their money. Yeah, so that, but a lot of, I think at 4 million, I would. I mean, you know, I'd have me a nice electric car. I might figure out we'd demolish this house and build a nicer one. You know, you can't hide money. So eventually the world will know that you have it. People, and the word gets out. So yeah, I'd rather have the 100 million and announce this. Random kid, Aaron Will, what do you guys think? You take the 100 million and have it announced on national TV, or you take the 10 million and nobody knows about it? So we will see what they have to say. Iron Will comes in. Of course, Iron Will comes in on the Kanye West failed quote, because I definitely didn't quote it correctly. But Joe, if you had, so while we wait for a little bit of feedback there, what, I know we talked about the big dreams, but what's the one big thing you know that you go, okay, it's so stupid, but I'm doing it. What would that be?
With money?
Yeah, well, you got, if you, I mean, got the 10 or the 100.
I mean, I know the practical thing I'd want to do, but the impractical would be creating my own red panda sanctuary, just because I want red panda pets and it's illegal. So,
well, see, you can turn that around, making a charity. Yeah, you make it a charity and you raise the money, and now you're just making a better world. Mine is both practical and impractical at the same time. But I am buying my own 7-Eleven franchise and putting it in my home, in my town where I live, so that I can always get my Slurpees. Yeah, so it's practical in the fact that it can make me money, but it's impractical in the fact that I'm going to have to buy it, build it, train the people, make sure it's running, and then have somebody in there. Yeah, it's going to take a lot of effort and energy, but I'll do it. Random kid says 10 million, because then I don't have to declare or tell my family. And then Iron Will says 100 mil. Just 100 mil.
Roll that dice,
because we don't have any speak pipes tonight. We had a lot last week, though.
So the first one we've got is
Let Daddy Decide,
which is how do I?
So seriously though, you recorded that in like 10 minutes. You could re-record it with your kids. As could I need to get my kids out here
to get them to go down and do it. But
I need to.
They're like, I just want to play my Minecraft.
I need to. Hey, you tell them old Slurpee Charles said, you get your butt on that microphone, no more Slurpees for you. you said this is how do I? How do I live?
Yes.
How do I handle my sick kids? All right. And now I did see your post here as we got started that you got a text from your wife. So, spoiler alert, kids doing better. And I'm going to take a random guess as we go through the story, and you might not have all the details, but they gave some kind of steroid or something else, like a Buterol or something, and it cleared up what was going on, because wheezing is upper respiratory, so it was tightening up those airways, and I'm assuming that the medicine finally just took its course and it opened up.
Yeah, I guess. So she took him at like 3 o'clock, so like 5-6 hours ago, and they brought him in, they did some tests, they obviously noticed the erratic breathing. He's been taking quick shallow breaths since last night, and
what does it sound like? Yep, gotcha. Wheezing a little bit. How old is he?
4.
This is the baby. This is not the baby. The baby is younger.
Yeah.
This is the baby.
No. He's our youngest.
But he's 4. Out. So let me put a bullet point there. He's out of the danger zone, and the danger zone is from 1 to 3. There's they can get epiglottitis or croup, and that one is a bit more. And when I say danger zone, that's just a bit more. Hey, and by the way,
yeah, it's more paramedic. Serious at those ages.
Yeah. Just in case you're wondering what my licensure was, paramedic for almost 30 years now. So that's where I'm getting a lot of this from. But yeah. So, but it's. But that, you're being 4, okay, cool. That sounds like a seasonal asthma, or maybe he's, you can develop asthma anytime. So maybe he's developing asthma. So I got
And he's been diagnosed with seasonal asthma in previous winters. So I think it was actually last winter.
All right. See, I know what I'm talking about. Look at me.
And so that's kind of what we were thinking it was. Now we tried doing our, we have one of those
nebulizer
machines.
Yep.
Yeah. Nebulizer. That's the name.
What do you have? Is it albuterol? Is it Zopanex or, bromine?
I don't know. I'd have to look. It's a seal. They just call it Sammy the Seal.
Sammy the Seal. No, not the machine, the medicine that goes in.
I know what you're talking about. So they, my wife took him in. They've given him now two doses of steroids, and they've administered oxygen at least three times that I know of.
Yeah, that's honestly not as big a deal as it might sound.
His oxygen levels were in the high 80s, and they were wanting them to come up.
Yeah, they need to be 94.
So, yeah,
at least, yeah.
And so the text that I got from my wife just a little bit ago is that his oxygen is up at 98 right now.
And that's standard. I bet for most people even listening to the show right now, unless we're boring them to death, if you put the pulse ox on your finger, it's going to be between 96 to 98. 99 even. The stuff we use in the field doesn't really read to 100 because it doesn't matter. If you're at 94, we might start giving you some oxygen if you're struggling. Being in the 80s, absolutely. Had Joe called the ambulance and I was on it, he would have gotten probably Zopanex if we had it, which is doesn't have the steroid part of it, doesn't boost the heart, but it does all the airway stuff. And so we start with that with kids usually. And now doing nebulized in the house as we were going out. Did y'all do a treatment or two at home?
Yeah, we did two treatments at home.
And that's probably why they jumped to the steroids, because you had end-date medicine, you knew what you're doing, you administered it correctly, and it didn't give relief. They may have tried one more at the hospital, but that's why they ended up going with the steroids there. And hello, Shante. Yeah.
And apparently they're wanting to keep him overnight to monitor him because his breathing is still fast. So, and they want him to have a high oxygen level without the medicine and administering oxygen.
Do you have any numbers to go with that? What's fast? You don't have to ask.
My wife did tell me numbers at one point. I could be completely off, but I want to say they said 61 for his breathing.
That's pretty fast for a 4-year-old.
Under 30. I'm pretty sure they said 61.
Okay.
So, yeah, she didn't text it to me. It must have been in a phone call.
Any fevers?
No, he wasn't running a fever. I didn't see any rashes on him. He had stomach. He was complaining of stomach pain last night and this morning.
Loose poopies? Or vomiting?
No vomiting, at least not in him. Our oldest vomited the other day, though. So
wasn't there like a stomach bug or something going around your house?
I hope it doesn't continue past our oldest, but we'll see.
But wasn't there? No, it's somebody else's house. Never mind. But anyway, I don't have enough to really help you with some other ideas. Other than fast breathing is not always because of breathing. It can be because of infections or the body's fighting something off. And it could be he has a double whammy. There could be some kind of underlying flu bug that he's fighting off, as well as the seasonal asthma or whatever it ends up being diagnosed as.
Yeah. I mean, even like having a swollen abdomen can cause pressure on the lungs and cause shallow breathing and stuff like that.
And at his age, he should be diaphragm breathing. So yeah, if his stomach is swollen for any reason, it should be. Yeah.
So it's looking up. He's sleepy and wanting to go to sleep. So I'm sure. Yeah. My wife's just going to stay there tonight. And I've got the older two.
Yeah.
So
this show brought to you by NyQuil. NyQuil, great for getting kids to shut up while you podcast. That's NyQuil. All right. Now, so how'd you feel? I mean, did you feel worried about it, or was you like, all right, it's going to be all right?
I was starting to get a little bit worried with how fast his breathing was and wheezy was. But at the same time, I do feel like he'll be fine. So,
yeah. Iowa says, I know it's past visiting hours, but can I just give him some flowers from Kanye West? I hope the little man comes around. Prayers, brother. I should have read that Macho Man. Prayers, brother. I know, okay, I just missed that. That's not Macho Man Randy Savage at all. Snapper juice. All right, can't do it. Now I'm off. So, but that's not the point. When I don't force it, I can do it. I can do slap it to a Slim Jim. I can't do it now. So just for some references, deep gurgling sounds is in the lungs itself. And, you know, that's can be some asthma, but that's usually going to be some pneumonia type base. Yeah. Higher respiratory.
Yeah, there was no liquid in his lungs, so he's clear there.
Good. And I must say, they call it seasonal asthma, but really, if it's wheezing up top, asthma attacks called wheezing, but that could also be bronchitis. So they're probably playing both sides of that one. The one that sounds like a seal bark, and I went to paramedic school. You can go to YouTube. By the way, don't Google like symptoms on YouTube, but if you Google breath sounds and throw in like croup or bronchitis or asthma, they have great recordings of what they actually sound like. So you can have, I mean, sound and the lungs, sounds are everything. And if it sounds like a seal bark and it really is like hurt, I mean, it's a really high pitch, that's croup. And that one you need to go to the hospital. It's not a rush. It's not a 911 call unless they're obviously struggling. And that's the picture I want to paint for everybody to calm you down. My whole intent here is to give you knowledge so you can not freak out. Because even as a paramedic, there were times when my kids did things that freaked me out just a little bit. Now, because it's a paramedic, instantly I just killed that guy and threw him out in the ditch and went did my job. But even with knowledge, it does help. But it does panic you. But you can get through it easily.
Yeah, well, and we tried several things at home before we took him to the doctor.
And that's the thing. So. The first time you took him, you got, okay, it might be seasonal asthma, which I called first thing. Thank you very much. and you got the tools to do at home, and that makes it easier. You know, there's three or four different drugs, and named off three of them that they normally give you, and you just use it as needed. It didn't work. And that's okay. That's medicine. You try something, you give it 5 to 10 minutes to take effect. You reassess. It didn't take effect. You try it again, and you hit the road.
That's why it's called practicing medicine.
It is indeed. So here's the signs of distress, all right? So if you don't see these things, typically combined, you're okay. If you do see these things, call 911, and you're still okay, right? It's going to come on. Kids turn blue fast. So that's cyanosis, right? So it's not just going to be a little bit around the lips. I mean, it's going to be blue nose, blue cheeks, blue fingernail beds are the key. You look, okay, on that camera. Well, that camera looks like my fingernail is blue, but that's just the lighting. That is the correct finger, by the way, not the daddy finger. And look, if you squeeze your finger, do this job with me. Squeeze your fingernail for just a second and let it go. And watch it. It goes from white to pink, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's called capillary refill time, or CRT. That's the number one thing we see about your oxygen levels, is if your skin is pink, you pinch it, and it goes white to pink, you count the seconds. Over 3 seconds, there is a oxygenation problem. 3 seconds and under, you're still okay, all right? So if they're not blue, you got the fingernails. Fingernail beds turn blue very fast on kids, the whole tips, everything. So it's not, hey, they got cold around the lips because they've been eating a popsicle that happened to my son. And some lady flipped out. I was like, oh my God, he can't breathe. I'm like, that boy is running the 100-yard dash. Tell me he can't breathe. He ate a popsicle, moron. All right, sorry. Tripod or using accessory muscles. If you see the ribs coming in and out, or if you lean forward, it's called tripod. You make a triangle. You lean forward on your legs and elbows, like us big boys have done when we had to walk from the Hilton all the way up to the Hyatt, right, in 10 minutes or less. We sit down, we tripod. But that's a sign of distress. And these are not necessarily late signs, but they are signs that says, hey, you might need 911 instead of taking your car. Now, if you can't trust yourself to drive the speed limit, stop at stop signs and red lights and be safe. Get somebody to drive you. Because the last thing you need is to endanger your kid even more. Because I know you're worried about him. Get him to the hospital safely. My wife always calls me. I mean, it doesn't matter if I'm 30 minutes away. If she thinks we need to go, she calls me. This hadn't happened in a long time, but she's called me. And I get her to tell me the symptoms on the phone. And then I decided she needs to call an ambulance or she'll wait for me to drive. But she knows she ain't driving unless I tell her to. But then because she wants to be mama. She wants to panic. She wants to be emotional with it. And that's her way of coping with it. So all that being said, it doesn't sound like your kid had any of those things. The rapid breathing is something. Now, especially now that he's had the steroids. Because steroids will jack your heart rate up a little bit and you're breathing up, but not that high. So there's tells me there's something else possibly going on. And Chattanooga's got a really good pediatric hospital up there. So y'all should be all right.
Roll that dice. All righty.
And bring that other.
Can you tell me a story?
Yeah, I will, kid. bring that. How do I back from that the next week? The other one you had, because that one is good. All right, Joe. You have alluded to this. You have not. I don't think you've shared the story with me specifically, or on any of our shows. But you want to talk about your first con experience, Gen Con. I was going to make a bad joke. But I was like, I make enough bad jokes at your expense. I'll leave it.
Mormon Con. Qualify. It was my first big con. I went to a smaller con in downtown Philadelphia, but Gen Con it's pretty big, pretty dang big in Columbus, Ohio. And what makes this a more unique story than the small Philly con, especially, is my parents agreed to let me go with someone that they didn't necessarily know super well. I think we had known him for maybe about 6 months, and he was dating my older sister. But he was a youth leader at my church. And he mentioned that he was going to Gen Con. And I was like, oh, okay, sweet. Can I come with you? He's like, okay. And so my parents agreed. I had no idea what I was getting into. He didn't talk to me about logistics at all. So we get there, go to the hotel. I didn't even know we were sharing the hotel room with two random people. I knew we were going to a hotel, but that's all. And so like the other guys that they've got like sleeping bags and blankets and like all, and I'm just like, okay. Can I have the stuff that came with the room?
Unfortunately, this story is very similar to the first time he came to Dragon Con. He's like, oh, okay, can I just have a piece of carpet and a blanket, please, sir? I said, no, you sleep in the yard, but that's okay.
There's a reason why every time I come down, I go somewhere, I take my air mattress with me. Every time, yep. even if I know we're staying at a hotel or something, I bring the air mattress with me just cause. So we get there. I have no idea what's going on here. Like I'm told that there will be a lot of games that I can play. And so I've got like my Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I've got, my imagination card. I've got a few different decks with me.
Again, so, he was 27, everybody.
I was 15 or 16. I think I was 15. So I just mostly hung out in the gaming area and found people to play with. I did find a program and the guy, his name was Drew. So Drew was like, hey, you should totally sign up for this Mega Man card game tournament. So Mega Man was released that weekend. And apparently there's a rule that if they advertise a price for an event, they're not allowed to change that price. And so it was originally supposed to be a bring your deck type of tournament. And then you have an entry fee and you play the tournament.
Okay.
Well,
flat
no
fee,
one had
right? Flat fee.
Yeah. Well, no one had cards. It had literally come out that weekend. And so they had to change it.
They have all the new stuff.
Yeah. So they changed it to a sealed deck / booster draft tournament, but it was like $5. And so you got you got a ton of stuff for $5. And so that there were people that literally showed up and said, I forfeit the first round and walked away because they just wanted the product.
Wow. So if they play the first round and you lose, do you lose the product?
No.
It's not like marbles where you keep the marbles.
Yeah. So you keep the product because you open
the booster packs. So you see you want to play. They just came and got the packs and left, basically.
Yeah, basically. And so I stayed and played.
As you should.
Yeah, it was an okay-ish game. But yeah, mostly I was there for Yu-Gi-Oh! And Dot Hack. Dot Hack was really big at the time. Dot Hack Enemy. It was the card game. And so, yeah, I had a ton of fun. So I participated in regionals for Yu-Gi-Oh! Made it to, I don't know, only like the second or third round. But yeah. It was a lot of fun. It was a unique experience. I got fleeced out of a whole bunch of money buying a HeroClix piece. Did you ever hear about HeroClix? Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I know about HeroClix. You literally have the heroes. I'm listening for something outside my studio. But they have a little click dial on the bottom, and you turn that based on some rule, and that does damage or I don't know. Yeah, I'm familiar slightly with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you've got your little figures, and they've got it split up. They've got indie comics, they've got Marvel and DC, they've got the different ones.
And it's like Warhammer, where it's these little statues, because it's a collectible as well as a game.
Yeah, yeah. And they've changed it since I played. I guess there's cards involved now. Every time your character took damage, you would turn the dial a little bit until he was KO'd.
Gotcha.
And based on how much damage, your abilities would change. Like, for instance, if you had the Hulk, as he took damage, he got stronger until he was eventually KO'd, and things like that. And so I bought from someone, it was a convention exclusive, a Galactus one. And so most of the figures were maybe an inch and a half, 2 inches tall. Okay. Or if they were a flying character, because they were on a pedestal, they were, like three, 4 inches tall. Galactus?
Eight inches?
He was probably like 2 feet tall.
Holy cow. Okay. That does track for the size of the board. Big Galactus.
Yeah. Well, and the board, most characters took one square up on the board. If I remember correctly, he took up 18 squares on the board. So it was either 18 or 12. Like, he took up a huge amount. But I don't have that anymore because I sold it when I was in college to help pay for some bills. But
to get it was some fun. Weed?
No. I showed up. So a brief tangent. I showed up to college with $50 to my name. So I had to raise some money. I don't think I've ever actually told that story on air. Maybe I should tell that at some point. But yeah. So that was I didn't even know what I was planning on eating. I didn't know. No, it was the.
Well, but look at the size.
The third one. Yeah. That's the size. It was that one. Yep.
But yeah, I mean, these are normal characters, and that's Galactus.
Yep. That's the one I had.
I keep clicking on things. That one's cooler. So go check out the YouTube video. We aren't going to do this often, but tonight is a little bit of show and tell. So we're finding the picture of the Galactus HeroClix, and you can see it. So, all right, carry on with your story, sir.
Yeah. Although I am, when it comes to HeroClix, I am miffed at my mother. One time she decided to try to clean my room, and she threw away one of my more valuable pieces that was not Galactus because she thought it was an empty box. Whereas I was keeping him in the box to prevent him from getting dinged up and banged around.
Oh, now he's been crushed today.
It was Nightcrawler.
I'm sorry, dude. Was that just a favorite of yours? Was that a valuable one?
Yeah. So they sold them in packs, and it was like $7 to get a pack of three, right?
Okay.
Nightcrawler was one of the rarer ones. He was what's called a unique. And he was like $50. by himself. So,
oh no.
Yeah. But
was there anything else special, or was it just that character was unique?
So he had an ability that not very many characters had, where he could run up, attack, and then run away because, you know, he's teleporting. But that's how they did it. So they did that for people with super speed and stuff.
Well, good news on he's eBay. A lot cheaper now. Yeah. $2, $5. There's one that looks special. It's $25. That one actually, okay, that's pretty high up there. It's got him coming out like this splash with the red suit. And a buccaneer sword. I don't know. So yeah, you can get it for less than $50. It's not gonna be
super cheap. Well, let's see. So it was the Clobbering Time Nightcrawler. You can get him used on eBay for $25.
Okay, that's yeah. So it is pricey, but still, it'd have been nice if you just had it.
Yes.
All right, so Gen Con, we've looked way out of Gen Con somehow. So you're playing Gen Con.
I was there to play, and I had fun. And like I had one thing, I did try to go see a couple of panels, and one of them. Have you ever watched The Big Bang Theory?
Yes.
I'm going to tangent a little bit. So you know how he hates Will Wheaton because he didn't show up to a convention?
Yes.
So I think of this every time I think of my experience at Gen Con, because one of the panels that I wanted to go to was supposed to be with Sean Astin, and he didn't come. I don't know why, but he did not show. So
so you hate him?
Nah. I still like Sean Astin. He seems like a good guy.
So Joe, how much did you sell your Galactus for?
I don't even remember. It wasn't a ton. It wasn't how much it was worth.
Oh, Joe,
you're how much is it now?
Okay, so just Galactus, the number G001, $60. However, okay, you have the hero.
I sold it for like 80.
Okay, good. So well, still sad, but good. For HeroClix teams, Galactus and his heralds, the complete set is $120.
Yeah, so the guy that I bought it from,
and he sold it. And sorry to interrupt. If you show up at Dragon Con or any other cons that we go to with a Galactus for Joe to sign, he'll sign it. But he would love you forever if you just gave it to him and you signed it. We do reverse autographs. You bring us prizes. You sign the prize. We'll keep it and love you forever.
Yeah, so I mean, this wasn't all supposed to be about HeroClix, but it is a really fun game, HeroClix. So it's a board game where you determine what pieces you use. Each piece has a point value, and you determine beforehand how many points each player gets. And so you build your team with that point value, and then you try to win. What it boils down to. So
you played some of that. You did some cool stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
That's obviously your favorite part of Gen Con. Your experience here was the games.
Yeah. But like, I didn't have a cell phone or anything. So nobody knew
where to find you.
Hey, I'll be back here eventually when we're ready to go type of thing.
So they dropped they dropped you off at Con Daycare.
Kinda, and he went around and did his own stuff.
I did that with my kids at the Atlanta Comic Con a couple years ago. They had a game room and I had to go moderate a panel. So I was like, you can be in this game room or that game room or the bathroom. If I come find you and I don't find you in one of those three spots, there's going to be problems. And then I told the adult that there's going to be problems. I've got to go moderate this. Make sure nobody kidding that. So Joe, you almost got kidnapped.
I will say though, the Dragon Con badges are way cooler than the Gen Con one.
I mean, Dragon Con is cooler than anything, but that's neither here nor there. All my first cons were church conferences. I don't want to share those stories. It's not there. So roll that dice.
Okay.
A dad joke.
All right, let's rip the band-aid. Give it the one shot. It's one shot. Give it a one shot.
All right. This comes to us from Casey J.
Yeah, in somebody our I thought who likes Discord. Me, but now he proves that all Australians are criminals. Okay.
What do you call somebody, or sorry, what do you call someone with no body and no nose?
Okay, this is on TikTok, though, and you've told this one before. And Casey, I think you came into the chat and told this one before. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. All right. Well, then I guess I better tell the next one. What do you call someone with no arms and legs laying in front of your door?
I think it's called doormat, but I was going to say late for dinner.
Matt. Oh, my God.
Roll that dice. Y'all got to try better. Come at me with, I got those.
Stay tuned for this commercial break.
All right. I don't know who that voice is because they haven't shown up in a month, but who are we talking about now? Hey, roll me a 1d7. Because I know there's no.
A 2.
All right. Whoa. I do that every time. My. I do that every time. My bad, yo. There we go. Hey, we're going to talk about this very, very soon. If you want to join our awesome family, our fandom, if you will, F-A-M-D-O-M, fandom, come on and hit up patreon.com/wise_n_nerdy and be a part of everything awesome that we do. We got some new levels going on. We're going to talk about them in the next segment or two here in just a minute. Hey, Joe, let's chill out for a second. Your dad. wiseandnerdy.com/calldad. I'd love to have your voice on our show, because tonight we had no voices on the show that were not just inside our own heads. And yeah, you know when I freaked out because that was so loud, I accidentally hit another song and didn't realize it, so two tracks were playing at once, but it kind of worked. It kind of worked. So, hey, I know Random Kid loves the music. He says it's the best part of the show, which it might be a little offensive to me, but it's okay.
Was he saying that the music was the best part of the show?
Yeah,
the best part,
yeah.
Or was he saying the dad joke?
Oh, either way, it might be a little offensive to me. But if you like the music and you want to submit some of your own, we'd be open to that. We like instrumentals because they're really easy to talk over and chill to and just kind of cleanse our brain palates, if you will, for the next segment. And especially after bad dad jokes, we need a good brain cleansing after that. So we got this. Time against Senpai Gaming?
Yeah, I like Senpai Gaming.
Remind me, this is where we got these songs from, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you. So there's a lot of royalty-free stuff there.
Stream Beats is
That's the name of everything,
Stream Beats. It's by, he puts his real name on it, Harris Heller, or Keller something.
Helen Keller. Stream Beats. Absolutely. Stream Beats. So I dug through a few. I got 7 here lined up. Joe's been putting off digging through. He's been busy. Yeah, I'm sure you forgot. But there was a point where I sent it to him. He's like super busy. And then it just fell. But there's Joe. Hopefully you'll pick out some songs to throw in here. But we're open to musical suggestions for these commercial breaks. But while I said all that, hopefully you rolled the dice. I got a segment ready. Oh, my God. I just bought you 5 minutes to roll the dice and you wait to stop the show. You're the worst dad.
What are you nerding out about now?
Well, you're late to the game, but what game are you late to, sir?
The game I am late to is Squid Game The Challenge.
Now, did you watch, and you didn't need to watch this, there are some inside references if you did
watch. The Making of or something?
No, did you watch The Squid Games?
Oh, no.
So that's
the Mr. Beast version and...
So let me give you a summary, because I didn't think you'd watch them. But what they did was reenact the TV show, more or less. In the TV show, you end up being approached, you play this game, and then you agree to the bigger game, and you can win so much money and changes lives, right? But they kidnap you, much like they kind of did at the beginning of the challenge. And then they literally, their life and death, literally go through the games that are being recreated here. And so the people actually in the TV show actually die. So this, for the fans, was a really cool way to safely participate in this, because Squid Game, it's one of the things that the world went crazy about, but it really was a good watch. So without that knowledge, what did you think about coming into the Squid Game, the challenge?
I liked it. It was kind of giving me Survivor vibes, to be honest. I mean, I know they're not on an island, but the same kind of
they're in a bunker deal. In a mountain or something. Yeah.
Yeah. The different cliques form, and then there's betrayal, and yeah, it reminded me of Survivor just with a Korean twist.
Yeah, 100%. I think they did one or two extra little games in there, and they did some other different manipulations, because you have to do something slightly different.
Yeah, basing it off of what Mr. Beast did, they did a lot of extra games.
I think they did two or three. So Beast probably did a very truncated version, but they were very close to the TV show with a lot of stuff. They just added one or two or three things.
Yeah. Well, and they said it in the show, and Mr. Beast did it, where they did a tug of war.
Yeah.
But they never did tug of war.
Yeah. No, you're right. They removed it
in Squid Game, the challenge. But
because you want to know why?
Why? Because, they seemed, real quick, they seemed to be focused more on stuff that you didn't have to be a physical Adonis to accomplish. They were trying to do more strategy and RNG. That way it would be, my guess is so that it would be more fair to, I mean, they had several grandparents on the show. Now,
and you're probably right, because in the Quoting Fingers Real Squid Games was a fictional show. If it was a battle of strength, people died off. So it ultimately balanced itself with death in that show. So, but in truth, the tug of war is over this massive pit, much like they did. I don't know how they did it, but much like they did with the planes of glass and the jumping. Mm. It's this big death pit. So I don't know how you'd keep, at whatever level they did it at, even six people on either side, if you're falling off, percentages are you're going to land on each other and break bones. You know, the glass you can do is one person at a time. So however they did it, they could virtually keep you safe. I don't think you could do tug of war and keep Mr. people
Beast
safe.
Mr. Beast did.
Did he? How'd they not hurt people? Was it one at a time, or was it like 20 at a time?
It fell into, I can't remember if it was a big fall or not, but I know it was into a foam pit. I think it was a pretty small,
how many people were on either side?
It's been forever, but I want to say six or seven. But it's been a while. Okay.
And Mr. Beast, he only gets his friends to do these things. They're not going to sue him if they get kicked in the face by Nike, or something.
Well, and I don't think all of them fell. I think they had to get the middle flag past a certain point. And so I think a couple people fell. But yeah.
And it was in the Squid Games. The only way to get the flag past the point was to pull everybody else off the. Oh, and by the way, they were chained to the rope. They were going to fall off. Once the first one started going, it was everybody's going.
Damn.
Yeah. So, all right. So, but you seem to have enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah. And my kids want me to sign up for.
Yeah. Because you passed that one right on to me. You're like, hey, Charles, you said you liked the Squid Games challenge. Here's a link to sign up for that. I was like, nope.
Why not? Nope.
Lack of sleep. I can't have my box fan. I'd be a grumpy SOB. I don't like randos because they're lying pieces of crap. Doing the glass pane one and the girl that wouldn't step up, then nobody wanted to hold her accountable for that. Okay.
Yeah, that kind of ticked me off that no one wanted to hold her accountable. Yeah, no, I sent him an email, and in the auto email they sent back, it answered one of my questions. But one of the other questions I had was, at night I use a CPAP. Now I could go without it, but I don't necessarily want to go without it for 4 weeks, because that's the time frame. Yeah. And so I said, would I be able to bring that on the show? And so they haven't replied yet, but the other one was, I don't currently have a passport, because it's in London. You have to have a passport. And so I said, can I apply now and then get the passport if I'm selected? And in the auto thing, it said, basically said, yes, that if you are selected, they will help you through the passport process. Okay. So it was one of the FAQs.
I need to, I gotta get a passport. I'm supposed to be taking my wife to Paris. So I gotta get a passport. But yeah.
Yeah. But so, yeah, cause it's filmed in London.
You watched it. You saw the level of food that they did and didn't get. You saw you didn't see them take shower breaks. Did you? I mean, they might have.
I mean, there were bathrooms there. There was stalls. I assume that they showered.
I'm just saying, some people might not as a strategy. I'm not going to like that very much.
As a strategy. They showed them brushing their teeth and stuff. So
for me, it was the sleep and the food. I think my job would absolutely not just support me, but love for me to go do that thing. But then I just get pissed off at people.
See, and I've got enough PTO days that I could manage it. So,
You know what? I'll root for you. Well, that's the next question. Well, if I'm gone, can I still do my podcast?
I mean, we just have to bank 4 episodes, right?
Yeah.
It's 4 weeks.
No, you know what? So. No. Well, they don't release them while they're filming. Dang it. I was going to say, no, I'd watch them because I'm thinking, you know, like NBC where they'd film it. And then by that weekend, it's showing, you know? And so it's kind of in real time, but it's going to be Netflix. They're going to drop it after the fact. So yeah, I guess we would have to, but then we could do a reaction episode by episode and you just don't tell me what's going to happen. That would be hilariously awesome.
Yeah. And,
how about we both applied as show hosts, co-hosts and friends, and they would pick us because they want us to. Yeah, I know. They had people who were friends. I'm like, I wonder if they'd pick us just to see if we'd backstab each other. Because I tell you what, I am certainly not eating a picnic with you, sir. I am not doing it. I saw that coming a mile away, and the dummies who don't watch the show, don't pay attention, didn't see it coming. I'm like, you idiots, you don't eat with your friends on this show. Anyway, sorry.
When they're telling you to get into to pick a group or something, half the time it's going to be betrayal. At least half the time, it's like no. I think I would try to be a fly on the wall and just try to avoid people noticing me is what I would try to do.
I have to go the exact opposite direction. You're going to notice me. So I've got to be loud and proud.
Yeah.
Tell everybody to beat it.
And then you'd be like, they'd be like, bye. I choose Mr. Charles McFall.
As long as I'm number 69, I'll be okay. Or 420, either way.
Okay. But yeah, it was $4.56 million was the prize pool. Now,
yep. But one person walks away, and I felt like that one. Yeah. That last game was kind of crap, and I felt like it was rigged a little bit.
Maybe, but yeah, and I actually did some searching because some other reality shows, they will give all of the contestants a per diem amount, like that they earn for their time.
Oh, okay.
Squid Game does not. So it is all or nothing, but they do pay for all of your travel expenses, which makes sense. But yeah, like for instance, another reality TV show that me and my wife watches, Alone.
Are you talking about that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
They get a pretty healthy per diem actually for Alone.
But I didn't think with Squid Game, so that it's not truly life or death, but it is all or nothing, you know, and I got that.
Yeah. So what are you nerding out about?
I got off my lazy butt this weekend and got a whole lot of coolness set up. The number one thing here, I think, is going to be our new Facebook page, facebook.com/profile.php. we'll get a tag put on it. I'm not sure if there's a limit to the followers or whatever to get that tag put on there. But
Where are the underscores?
So good question, Joe. I'm glad you asked. When we're doing the title, it's Wise Blank and Blank Nerdy, because it will not allow any unnecessary air bunnies punctuation marks. So we're not I'm like, that's part of the branding is the underscores.
Those jerks.
Joe embraced the underscore R. So I mean, I was going to do like WNN show. And then I'm like, wait, let me just try space. And it took it, which is what an underscore represents to a point. But yeah, that's why there's no underscores on the Facebook version. And when we do the at tag on this thing, we'll probably name it WNN show, you think, or just Wise and Nerdy, one word. Because I doubt it'll it might let us do the underscores, but we'll see. I got in here, Joe, and I did want to talk to you about it. I got another thing I'm nerding out about too. But originally, I didn't do this. So Joe went back in and changed the photo. I put in a different banner, which actually you can see under photos because it keeps everything that we've uploaded. So I did just a regular, and it gave us a little bit, you know, it kind of gave the hair, it gave the positioning, gave a little bit of the top of the words there. And I'm okay with the words not being there because it's right here in the circular logo. I didn't do the QR code one because I thought maybe there would be rules against it. Apparently they're not because they let you do it. But also the way it fit the faces, I just kind of felt crowded, but I don't mind it. I would have chosen it, but you obviously went in and go, hey, I like this. Have you tried the QR code and see if it works on the Facebook page?
Oh, let's see, because it is chopped off there a little bit.
A little bit, but not a lot of it. You tell me. Have
boycott. Does it go to the right place?
Boycott sure Facebook does. Until they let you have the underscores.
Yeah, it worked.
Cool. So there's
that. Goes to our link tree, people. You don't have to worry about getting Rickrolled or anything.
Oh, what's that you said about the link tree?
Link tree.
Oh, crap. I can't type and segue at the same time. Because I went
to... You know who can type and segue at the same time?
Not you.
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
So, speaking of Linktree, I got that all prettied up with our circular logo in there, at @wise_in_nerdy, where fatherhood meets fandom, and it says, find your fam-dom, or dumb fam, I don't know. And every last piece of this, pretty much including our logo, is AI art generated. And you got the WNN clips because I thought people, if they're going to get a quick taste of what we do, then clips is the best way to do it. Right, Joe? So
clips is
there. Then you got Twitch, which are right here live on Thursday nights, 8:30 PM. Then you got Patreon, which has a nice rainbow and a bunch of dollar bills flying out of this rainbow.
Dollar bills, y'all.
So go to patreon.com, which we'll get to in a second. Spotify takes you right to Spotify to the podcast. And then there's a dude talking to another dude on a computer with microphones. It's kind of like we're doing right now. And we got YouTube, which is Cthulhu with a microphone. I literally typed in, give me Cthulhu on a podcast, and it came out really cool. And I'm going to take all of this art and upload it into our Wise and Nerdy Discord. And then you got Donate to Your Daddies, which is just our PayPal. It's just $5 a daddy. That's all we need. But it's a box full of money because y'all are just loading us up with money. We love you. And then we got the Book of Faces, and it's literally a computer with a whole bunch of faces on it, which is our new Facebook page. And then, of course, our homepage. Now, the homepage is on the bottom. Our website's on the bottom. For one reason only, because we haven't really updated it. So it's only got old shows on there for however I got to figure out how to get in the back end. I don't remember. I have to look it up. And you know, you and I have the emails. We just have to look it up. But I want to do something organic, like embed a YouTube channel. So every time we post up our new clips, it's there, you know, type of deal. So that's why it's at the bottom, why it does work and it is okay. It is, I already put in a lot of work getting our Facebook page up, getting this updated. And, oh, you said Patreon? Got Patreon all kinds of updated right here with, oh, look at these levels. Look at these levels. I don't get to change that. It says choose your membership. We should say choose your fandom. But it's the cousins. We had cousin Mike call in. I think we've had cousin Bob call in. If you want to be a cousin, you know, everybody who listens to us, you're the kiddos. You know, listen for free all day long because we always love the kiddos, right, Joe? You know, we only send one of them to the ER, not all of them. So we love the kiddos. I don't know why you laugh at my horrible jokes at your expense, but I appreciate you, partner. You're great. I don't think Kelsey laughs as much as you do, probably. I'm sorry, Kelsey. It's just a bit. It's just a bit.
There are times when she gets done reading and she's listening. She's like, Charles is not my friend this week.
I'm sorry. I am your friend this week. Just get the stick out your butt. No, no, Charles. Bad Charles. Kelsey, it's a bit. I apologize. All right, the cousins. Back to what I was saying. And this might sound like a big ad, but it's not. I'm actually very happy with how this stuff came out. I put a lot of work into this. And, of course, Joe, I gave Joe, you know, Joe's always had access. Well, hey, I put in the work for it. I want you to go check it out, what you think. But the cousins, it's $1 an episode. Welcome to the cousins tier. We're wise and nerdy, which is all underscores. See, they let us have underscores. It's really awesome.
Yeah.
The cousins tier, where Wise and Nerdy family truly comes together in a joyous celebration of all things nerdy, wise, and downright hilarious. For just $1 per episode, you're not just a supporter, you're part of the most epic family reunion in the universe. God bless ChatGPT for getting my tone of eccentricity and over-the-topness. Exaggerationist. Meet your fellow cousins. Yeah, it's long, but I like it. Meet your fellow cousins, fans from all corners of the galaxy, spanning ages. Go read it yourself. It's too long to read. Okay. Okay. Do you find yourself eagerly anticipating Charles's groans at bad dad jokes? You're not alone. Yes. Join the chorus of laughter and love for the puns and playful banter that make our family dinners or podcast episodes truly unforgettable. So, yeah, if you like those bad dad jokes, how about you toss in $1 an episode? That'd be awesome. Here's what you get. There's a lot more of the cool write up there. Here's what you get. Patreon exclusive feed, which is ad-free, and it has before and after recordings. That episode is usually about two and a half hours long, right, Joe, I think? Our amazing Discord community with access to the hosts and an amazing community, and we're going to make tier rooms. Like, we're talked about making our Discord open to all for the kiddos, but then you'll have the cousins' set of rooms, then you'll have the next set of rooms, so on and so forth. So you will still get, even at $1 episode. And guess what? You're like, but that's $4 or $5 a month. No, yes, but no. It didn't have to be. You actually can say, I'm going to pledge at this level, but I'm limited it to, and put your limit in. Now, I think your limit should be $1,000 a month, but that's just me. That's just me. That's how I'd be. But if you say, I want to have some of this and I want to be part of the cousins, well, baby, all cousins come to the cookout. So you just throw $1 in, say it's $1 an episode, but you're going to limit it to $1 a month. We're going to hate on you. We're going to take you to the barbecue. It'll be all right. Because at that virtual barbecue, you get to hang out with us. We do hangouts from time to time. And we do need to get that on the calendar in the first quarter. So sometime February, March, Joe, we need to do our hangout in our Discord. And it's a lot of fun. I love Random Kid. I love Random Kid. You need a $100 Sugar Daddy's tier. You are so my favorite. Because he also came up, I think it was him and maybe Devo that came up with the Scotchketeers level. I came up with the worst Scotchketeers because it just came to my drunken brain one day. But they said, you need a Scotch level. We do have a Scotch level. So, of course, are full of love and a place, are full of love and a place in the family. I think I forget what I was trying to write there. I was doing 4 or 5 things at once on a Saturday afternoon. The Lord's lettuce was not involved. All right. The Council of Dads and Lady Daddies, right? This is if you really want to step up and really be more part of the show. And, of course, we call it the Council of Dads, but we had a Lady Daddy on last week, and it was great. So you can be an Elite Council of Dads here. Exclusive, and it's going to have its own exclusivity inside of Discord, so you get all of the cousins' rooms and the Council of Dads' rooms. And it's there to have you have a deeper connection, not just with us, with each other. As a proud member of the Council of Dads, you're not just supporting the show, you're showcasing your dedication to the Wise and Nerdy family. You're the unsung hero, stepping up with advice, anecdotes, and a generous dose of humor, because who says parenting can't be fun? That's just one of the paragraphs in here. Here is what you get. Actually, I like this last paragraph. So, fellow dad in the fandom, buckle up for an adventure filled with shared stories, endless laughter, and the joy of being a part of the council that truly understands the art and heart of parenting. Wise and Nerdy is not just a podcast. It's a family. And you, dear council member, are the heart of it all. And here's what you get. All the previous stuff plus periodic swag, which we do not put a time limit on swag. But a couple weeks ago, we got the stickers. You're like, hey, drop me your address. We'll send you some stickers. That's easy enough to do. Honestly, printing things and shipping, it was probably easy enough to do. I'm a bad man. All right. You get some periodic swag, exclusive rooms in the Discord, exclusive hangouts. So the council will have its own hangout periodically as well. So we'll have a big open to the cousins one and everybody can come, but then the council will have its own little a tag in there, and discounts on merch as it comes. So as we develop merch, like if you want one of those amazing hockey jerseys we have, it's like $80. We can get it to you for like $70 on discount because that's cost. So we can get it to you at cost. But we're going to come up with more achievable merchandise, T-shirts, hats, those kind of things as you would like to have them. And at this tier at $5 an episode, you will get a discount. Now, thank you to Random Kid and Devo, who I believe were both said we need a Scotch level. I came up with the Scotchetiers. Now, I don't know if I love the name the Scotchetiers more or the artwork, but it's a stained glass picture of a cross-eyed dude who's drank too much. And there's actually scotch bottle and glass at the bottom that you can't see in the way so the art is going to be in Discord. I was so happy with how the square came out with this guy. It's a stained glass. The Scotch continues me. I'm going to make a shirt out of this stupid art. It is so good. And it is AI. I love it. But it's very much, he's just drunken a little bit. And he's got a little scotch and a little glass of scotch. So this is the Scotch Gutierrez tier. $10 an episode. And this level is not just about supporting the podcast. Wait, let me back up. Introducing the Scotch Gutierrez tier. A sanctuary for those who empathize with Charles. Come on, baby. The unsung hero. I love ChatGPT so much. The unsung hero during the relentless storm of bad jokes on the Wise and Nerdy Show. This level is not just about supporting the podcast. It's about sharing moments of respite with Charles and, of course, a well-deserved drink on him. I like that, too. Random Kid, we'll get to that. That's a good idea. So you're going to get your own badge of honor. Now, I did ask Joe, can we make badges like we do on TikTok? Can we do badges on Discord? Graphical images that says they're at this level.
I'm not sure if we can unless we do Nitro monthly. Yeah.
So we'll look into that on Twitch and know we can. We're going to find ways. But I already have a guy who can make me a real life patch that will be this stained glass image. And that will be your real life badge of honor that we will ship to you on this tier. Because that's going to be an awesome thing. Get the badge of honor, showcasing your commitment.
There's more.
Yeah, but showcasing your commitment to Charles's well-being. Your name will be eternally etched in the annals of Wise and Nerdy history as one who took a stand, or rather a sip, against the dad joke invasion. So good. So good. Join the Scotch Skateer tier, where your support is not just a contribution. It's a shared experience, a chance to toast Charles's endurance, and a reminder that sometimes laughter is the best enjoyed with a glass of fine scotch in hand. Cheers to the Scotch Skateers, making bad dad jokes more bearable one sip at a time. So good. So here's what you're going to get. A real life badge of honor. You know what that real life badge of honor gets you? A drink with me in real life. If we could, because Joe and I are doing more cons. No, sir. Preferably scotch, but you can pick your own within reason of what you want to drink. Depending on the day you hit me, you could have top shelf, but we might stick to middle shelf. I'll never make you go bottom shelf. And if you choose it yourself, that's fine. No, my lord. Screw you, Joe. But that you show me your badge of honor at a con. You know, we just did Cheticon. We're going to be doing, I'm going to be doing Atlanta Comic Convention here next weekend. And then we've got a couple more coming out. I know we're going to be at Dragon Con. So you find one of us or both of us at one of these cons, you show your Scotch Gutierrez, we'll go right to the bar and I'll buy you, preferably again, a scotch, but whatever your drink of choice is within reason. And we can cheers. And wait, there's more. You get an exclusive chat room Discord, of course, that we can all commiserate on how much I hate the bad dad jokes. But wait, there's more. When you share that drink with me, you get not one, but two bad dad jokes that you're allowed to tell me in that time. So, and as more things make themselves self-evident, like if we do Wise and Nerdy Scotch glasses, which I kind of want to do, you may get that included. You may get a discount on it, but I like to give things away. So as things are going well, you know, I'd like to do that. So there, and interestingly enough, Because on the back end of it, I was adding in, because you can add in like things like Discord access and that kind of thing. I made a Discord. Make a drinking game on this show. Take a drink every time Charles is groans. We're going to connect. It's going to have Discord access here. We just got to make a connection. It'll be fine. What I'm not seeing is like you include all these things. I said include chat. So you would actually get to, I have to go on the back end and look at what it said. That's a good idea. But basically you have a request in one-on-one times with us at this level, your own little get together, if you will. At $10 an episode, I will meet with you once a month while I'm drinking scotch for you to tell me bad Jad jokes for a little bit, just so you can take your own pot shots at me. And wait, there's more, because I think Random Kid is right. Does this tier pay for Joe's Mountain Dews too? Maybe it does, but I think we need to do the Joe tier. No, that might come off wrong. We'll come up with a good a pitch. No. Watermelon Joe? I don't know. We'll come up with a good Mountain Dew thing. Right, Joe? That'd be cool for you. You get your own tier. Same, $10 a month. But, they can have a Mountain Dew with you. We have to come up with something, but I like it. And, I'll throw in some Mountain Dews for Joe just because I feel sorry. But that's what I'm nerding out about is check out our link tree because it is finally professional and pretty. Check out our Facebook, which we're not live on tonight because Facebook has a new rule within the last, January, apparently, according to StreamYard, that you got to wait a couple weeks before you can stream live on Facebook. Okay, we just made it last weekend. So in a few weeks, we will be live on Facebook, and that'll have us on the three majors. We'll be on YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook. By the way, did you notice, Joe? Did you notice something special about our Facebook page?
Yeah, you got the Chatticon episode up.
I finally got the Chatticon episode up, and it sounds so good, except for some reason, your mic sounds like you're sitting like this. Now, you tested it, because I cut that out of the podcast, but you were giving me grief about, I'm not saying anything, because you were testing it, and I guess when you sat back, the mic shifted. You still sound good. But Bob and I sound like this, and you sound a little bit like this. But that's okay. The audience mic was great. You can kind of hear when they start talking from the audience, but not a ton. But there you go. Wise and Nerdy live at Chatticon 49. And I went to their Facebook page, tagged you in the photos when I found them, and used those photos from the con as our album art there.
Yep. So. That's why we got to bring the catch box next year, though.
Yes.
So we can throw the mic at people.
Throw that mic.
which mic? Mike Woodard?
Oh, smell that toast. I did share some of the pictures from Chatticon on our page as well. So you can go to our Facebook page and see. This is one of the real first pictures of Joe and I doing live shows together. We did it at DragonCon. We have the YouTube video, but I don't think anybody took photos for us. So these are our first real good promotional photos of us doing our thing at a con. Has Kelsey got to see the photos yet?
I don't know. I liked them all, so it might have come across her feed.
You share it with her. I like tagged everybody that wanted to see this photo in the photo. How did you not? Kelsey, I'm so sorry that you have to deal with it. This is why we send Slurpees home every time, because Joe forgets to take care of you. I got you. It's okay. There's some great photos. Go to Wise and Nerdy on Facebook. You have to go to Facebook and look it up because we don't have the direct link yet. Or go to linktr.ee/wise_n_nerdy and just click the link. It'll take you right to the page. And yeah, I tagged Bob in it. It took his tag off. I had tagged Bob in it.
Maybe he took it off.
Maybe it's the wrong Bob McGow? Magoo. By the way, it's Magoo. I keep saying McGow. He introduced it because I listened to this editing show. He goes, Magoo.
Magoo to Cuddy.
So, yeah, we need to find. I just need to go. We'll go into the stream, the Discord. Go into the Discord conversation with him and link it. So that was just an extra episode dropped right in the middle of the week as soon as I got it done. And, it was so much fun. It was so much fun. I'm looking forward to the next one. We are going to Conjuration. Which, by the way, I know I told you we're going to conjuration. I tell you what kind of con that is, son.
A wizard con.
Oh, you're so close. A Harry Potter con.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So you're going to be giddy as a schoolgirl. You and Tyra, you're just going to be like, Leviosa all over the place. And I was like, all right. It's like taking the kids to the candy shop. You just got to let them work their sugar out. It's all right. But yeah, check out that bonus episode, Freak to the World, with Bob Magoo. And it was a lot of fun.
Roll that dice.
Or do we only have one more?
What do you love?
Which is, what do you think about?
So I pre-show, I was like, I don't know what this is. And you started to explain it to me. So what's a brief run? And that guy is talking about Humane, the pen, which on the live show on YouTube, you'll hear us talking about. I'm just so fascinated with the Humane pen. And it's this new AI-powered cellular device that I'm just, if I had $700 that I didn't need to save, I would buy it right now. But that's not what we're here to talk about. Joe, what is Neuralink? So I know what to think about it.
All right. Neuralink is being created, well, funded, researched by one of Elon Musk's companies. He has shared what he would love for it to do in the future. Basically, it is a chip that gets implanted into the human brain. It is a human to computer interface. Currently, what it reportedly does, and it's only as far as has been announced, it's only been installed in one person. Currently, what it does is it interfaces with an app. And the goal right now, in the short run, the first set of goals, is to help people who are handicapped, especially like nonverbal, so that it interprets their brainwaves and would allow them to talk or to do other things that the app could do. So simple commands, maybe. I mean, I could envision it linking up with like your Google Home or whatever to do things to lock your doors and set up things like that. But what he said, what Elon Musk said he would love for the future of it to be is being able to like download knowledge directly to your brain from the internet. So like, oh, I'm going to go to Japan. Let's just upload Japanese into my head. He also
I've watched a Black Mirror and an Outer Limits on right? this topic.
I mean, I haven't watched Black Mirror, but yeah. Some of what he says he wants it to do really does scare me. He has also mentioned that he foresees it being possible to make a backup of your memories.
I watched Alter Carbon. I'm down with that.
And so it is an interesting concept. I think it will help people with disabilities quite a bit once they get it working. Because let's face it, Elon Musk is not one to give up on innovation, even if he has to spend lots and lots and lots of money on it.
Yeah.
And so how far they get with it will be determined in the future. But I think he will meet a lot of those initial goals. We'll see if he meets some of the later goals to it.
So I understand what it is. What do you think about it now?
I don't think I would trust a chip in my head, because if it's able to interface with an app, that means it has connectivity outside of you. And I don't know what it could do to your brain. Because ultimately, yep, your brain is electrical signals, which is why they can read it and interpret it. But what happens when it starts? I mean, this is just conspiracy theory stuff. But what happens when they start sending signals into your brain? Could it implant? I mean, because he literally said he wants it to implant knowledge. So it could definitely, if they get to that point, I don't see why it couldn't implant false memories. What's that effect when people, when
Mandela effect. Group,
Mandela effect, like it could literally turn everybody that has it into the Mandela effect. Like, hey, you need to remember this. And there's been documented cases where companies have just gaslit people and into thinking that it's the Mandela effect, like Fruit of the Loom with their cornucopia, where they're like, no, we never had a cornucopia, never. And then people literally find old clothes that, yeah, no, you had a cornucopia.
Because it gets people still Googling them and keeps them at the top of the topics. Yes, I know. It sucks.
But if the Neuralink happened and they could implant knowledge, they could definitely implant fake memories on a mass scale if enough people had it. And that scares me. It really does. But I mean, just like any technology, if it can be abused, it will be abused, but it can also be a force for a lot of good. Just look at the internet. There's some amazing things that happen because of the internet, and there's a whole lot of trash that happens because of the internet.
It's true.
And so it's all in how it's used. I don't know if I trust Elon with this technology. So, there's some things that Elon says that I'm like, oh yeah, I that's spot on. And then there's other things that I'm like, no, he is very eccentric, period. And that he has very polarizing opinions in general.
He's a very polarizing person in general.
Yes.
I don't know about Neuralink. Because the brain is a very interesting thing, and I don't know if I could do the brain part, but I am with Random Kid to a point because I embrace our cyborg overlords. I do too. Altered Carbon. Give me my eternal body. Give me my robotic body. I don't care. Because I do kind of believe, from a medical standpoint, we're two symbiotic beings to here. Now, it's not quite true, but your brain and the neural network, right? The spinal cord, the nerves, all that jazz, that's all one piece. And that's all that communication. And the reason you're paralyzed is because then that cable from your brain to the legs got cut off. And we don't know how to repair it yet. We're getting close, but we don't know how to repair it yet. But those muscles still work. They still do their own thing. Same with the heart. You can keep a brain alive by pumping fresh blood through the body with a machine and by breathing for a human being with a machine. So the meat suit isn't doing anything, but the brain's still alive. You can do that. Now, yeah, I know Cody Frings alive, but by definition, alive. Now, and you'd also flip that. You can be brain dead and the heart can still beat. The heart is the only organ or anything in the body that has its own neural network, basically, inside of it. It creates its own energy as opposed to the brain converting, sending the signals to convert sugar and all this other stuff. The heart does its own thing. And so even without the brain, the heart will do what it will, including as you lose oxygen, your body will start shutting down oxygen from shunting, is what it's called. But it tries to save the heart and the brain. And you'll lose your stuff in your feet and your legs. There'll be no pulses in your arms and all that. And you might, sometimes it's called a carotid, right? We can find a carotid pulse. I won't find anything in the wrist. I won't find anything in the feet. Meaning there's no heartbeat going out to the body, but I can find it here. It's keeping the brain and the heart alive. Guess out of those two, who loses? The body will shut the brain down before it shuts the heart down. And it's just a thing. And so with all that understanding, and for me, is I kind of feel like the brain is who I am and the heart, and this is just a meat suit. So put me in, coach. I'm ready to go cyborg on us. But right now, we just don't know. As much as we know, it's like the ocean and space. We know a lot more about all those things. Brains, oceans, and spaces. And women. Not so much women. We really don't know much about them. But we know all, right, we know all this stuff. But yeah, we know just a fraction. Just a fraction. I Googled it not that long ago, going, surely not, because in the 80s, this was a stat. 80 to 90%, I don't remember the exact stat. So 70 to 90% of the world's oceans have not been explored. Like, that's how much we have not, as with all the exploration we've done, we've barely cracked the surface. So yeah, I saw Pacific Rim too. I love it. Random Canada is my best friend. Aliens live in the deepest part of the ocean. Yeah, that and monsters, baby. That and monsters. Come on. So, I don't know about Neuralink, but if you flip that story and said, hey, you can get a cybernetic arm to replace your arm, and it'll work just like your regular arm, except you can do cool stuff with it, like, you know, open locks and pop bottle caps off and hack computers. I don't know. Super strength. All day long. Volunteer. I volunteer for tribute. But when,
like,
you,
Will Smith on iRobot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of other examples. But
when you're going
Winter Soldier.
Yeah. But anyway, when you're going directly to the brain, I don't know, man. I mean, directly to the brain. So yeah, the arm would have to work on some kind of thing with nerves, right? Some kind of whatever. You have to get a signal somewhere. I don't know. I'm kind of being a hypocrite here, but planting a chip in my brain. Because I'm with you, Joe. That whole, no. Okay, it's one thing if it goes, oh, I think, hey, I'd like to watch Squid Games, the challenge on Netflix right now. My TV turns on and Netflix comes up and Squid Game starts playing. That I'm kind of down with, but you sending fake memories now, or signals
what
to
if,
me, I don't know.
What if it gets to the point where it can intercept your signals to your eyes and ears? And instead of playing it on a TV, it makes you hallucinate the show.
You mean like the holodeck?
That's not far off. But I mean, that's kind of like what made me think of that was Random Kid's comment about Sword Art Online having an interesting take on downloading a person's brain. Because in Sword Art Online, they have a helmet that lets them play VR games. But it's called a neural link, and it intercepts the signals that your brain sends to the rest of your body. And so if you try to move your body while you're in the game, it moves your character in the game instead of your real body. And so it's a similar thing, although it's an outward connection, but it is intercepting your brain waves and translating them to the device instead of to your body.
Bruce Willis did a murder mystery movie.
Or Surrogates.
Crime. Is that what it was? Yes. And it's kind of that same idea. I like the idea of a surrogate, but I also hate it. So I still have this body. I still am locked in a room somewhere. I still have to come back to this. So that's still not real. Whereas like Altered Carbon, where your memories are downloaded to a disk, as long as that disk doesn't get destroyed. And interestingly enough, it's at the basilar skull brainstem, right? And that's really what would happen too. If you get cut or shot or, you know, damaged right there, the base of the skull, everything's done. So that's where they implanted this memory chip, which is an interesting thing. But as long as that chip doesn't get destroyed, you just download into another altered carbon, right? It's just a meat suit. Boom, in. I kind of dig that. I don't dig the surrogates one. But I don't know, man. I don't know. You talk about hallucinating a TV show. Now you're going to really make me a hypocrite, because I kind of wouldn't mind doing that. It's like, oh, all of a sudden I'm sitting on the couch in front, you know, because I like the VR, but it's VR, but in the world, right? You know, real. Like, I can really watch the episodes go on.
Best trip I ever had.
Dude, I don't know though. We would be I see what you did there. But I don't okay. Imagine you are elevated, if you will, on whatever elevation device you want to use. And Mountain you Dew. Are now gonna sit down. Yeah, okay. You're in a sugar blur of Mountain Dew. And now you're gonna sit down and watch Demon Slayer, but it's this visceral, you could touch it, feel a thing. I think that's a bad trip when some of these episodes that they do. Because, you know, think about it. The episode doesn't change. You're not running alongside them. There's these jump cuts and stuff. So all of a sudden you go from them fighting on the rooftops and cutting the ribbon demon, and you're panting, breathing heavy because you're in the middle of it, to all of a sudden we're now down on the ground where there are more fights. It's like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, a random kid, sugar daddy random kid, I should call him now, makes me think of The Sixth Day, though that was with clones. I'm kind of down with clones, too. As long as I don't know I'm a clone, who really cares?
Have you seen The Sixth Day? Yeah, that's got...
That's not Jude Law. That's
Arnold. It's got Arnold.
Arnold was The Sixth Day. I'm thinking of another one with clones with...
Isn't The Sixth Day where they have like notches based on the number of clone, like what iteration of clone it is. They've got notches underneath.
I haven't seen it forever. I remember the cover art, but that's all I remember of it. I need to watch it again. Maybe we should have another watch along for the Scotchketeers.
Yeah.
The cousins. Actually, the watch along would be perfect for the cousins. We should have a watch along for all the
cousins. We've got a few that we were going to. Gonna watch.
I mean, The Sixth Day would be a fun one, and we do have a few. I don't know what. Hey, by the way, Joe, all the show stuff that I was doing with Dragon Con, we're rebranding it. We're calling it Community Night with the Con is what we're calling it, and it's going to Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. So I will have more Tuesdays open. That you're already kind of doing some gaming stuff that we could more easily schedule.
Yeah, I've been dropping the ball on that. I need to get back to it.
We've all dropped the problem, balls and stuff.
Well, half the problem is my new team likes to deploy stuff on Tuesday nights.
Like
next week I won't be able to play because we're deploying something on Tuesday night. But
well, you know what? We will have to get around to it. We're going to get a Mountain Joe. A Joe Dew, an R Dew, a Duard. Duard level? I will figure it out. We're going to get a Mountain Dew level for Joe, and we're going to get a Sugar Daddy level put on Patreon. And I swear, it's going to blow. If anybody ever signs up for the Sugar Daddy, it's all, everything's going to be, yes, Daddy. Everything for me. You might be a little 5 foot tall person. You come up to me at the con, like, show me that you're the Sugar Daddy. Like, yes, Daddy, what you need? I got you. That's awesome. So thanks to Random Kid for coming out and being a part of the show tonight. And Iron Will coming out and being a part of the show. We'd like for you to come out and be with us as well. Come see your daddies every once in a while, for crying out loud. I knew you since you were knee high to a grasshopper, to get your butt up on my porch and say hi. I don't know why I went super south on that, Joe. That's not me. Join us Thursday nights, 8:30 p.m. Eastern on twitch.tv/wise_n_nerdy. Or youtube.com/wise_n_nerdy. And soon coming to a theater near you, the Book of Faces /wise_n_nerdy.
We're
going to get there.
We're going to be the next Screen Unseen.
Oh, it's coming back with a passion, baby. And I love it. No bathroom breaks.
Follow these nerdy dads on social media. Charles at Rock God of Podcasting. Joe at Joseph_Ard. Check out the website, wiseandnerdy.com. And as always, they may not be your father, but they'll always be your daddy.
Daddies are meant to be seen and not heard. Get well soon at the yard.